Yo. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going. Where did your window go? There we go. I was like, I created a whole separate window of slides for our conversation. I've been kind of putting my research together here. Okay, so you're home now, right? I know you're at the liquor store or at the liquor store, the grocery store. All right. Hopefully not the liquor store.
It's like I
So
need
we've
to be
been.
at the liquor store.
I actually gave up drinking 6 months ago, but I think I'm gonna have a nice drink at the end of this month. I'm taking the family to Hawaii, the 21st to the September 1st. So I'm looking forward to unplugging and recharging and having myself a drink. But I work out like crazy, so I try to not consume alcohol. Kind of feel guilty too. I got two babies. I don't want them seeing dad drinking beer and stuff all the time. But I pulled up all the analytics for your Google Guarantee program. Last couple times we talked, it sounded like that's what you were leaning towards, was Google Guarantee rather than the
Well,
local
no,
listing.
it, I mean, it's not that I'm leaning towards that. It's just, I mean, you know what I mean? It just seems like it seems like a way that you can get business faster because this other thing could take 2 to 3 months before I
Oh,
start
yeah.
seeing calls, you know, from it and stuff, you know what I mean? And then even then, it's still not 100% that you're gonna get. I mean, you'll get more calls than I'm getting now, obviously.
Yeah. Google tells us the only time we could guarantee you anything is the Google Guarantee program, you know? I mean, it would definitely pick up traffic. I can understand your skepticism in that. And we tell you 30 to 45 days on that campaign to kind of under promise and over deliver. You know, majority of my clients, they get up there way before that timeline. But, you know, usually if we tell you 30 to 45 and you're up there in 15, you're happy. You know, if we tell you 15 and it gets up there in 30 to 45, now we got an upset client and we run the risk of losing you altogether, you know? So
Yeah. Let
that's
me
why they
ask
have
you a
us.
question about some of that stuff. So how do you what was I gonna say? How do you, I mean, say everybody else that's up there at the top, that they are paying somebody just like you guys. I mean, what makes it that I'm gonna be able to get up there? I mean, how do you guys know that that's,
For the local
or
listing
how do
or for
I
the
know?
Google Guarantee?
No, for the local listing. I mean,
Oh, the
we don't
local.
need to talk
Yeah.
about the Google
Google
Guarantee
Guarantee.
yet. I mean, we could
Okay.
talk about the other thing, you know what I mean? You know what I
Yeah, the
mean?
local
Figure,
listing.
and then see if we wanna,
I always
but.
recommend starting out with the local listing because you're not really limited. A lot of guys, you know, I know that you're saying, hey, I'm not guaranteed to get calls, but a lot of these guys are getting multiple calls every day. You know what I mean? Just because we're not guaranteeing it to you doesn't mean that they're not going to come. And there's always obviously other factors. You got to close them, things like that. So just getting you the phone calls is, you know, is not the solution. You know, we want you getting jobs. But the local listing, we have access to an algorithm update that happens weekly from Google. We're literally across the street from the Google headquarters here in Southern California.
Yeah, I understand, man. And listen, the one thing I want to tell you is, you know what I mean? Like I've been a salesman and all that stuff too, but I mean, obviously, I think you know that I'm smart enough to know that you're not the only company they give that to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
No, yeah, there's multiple Google partners
I
out
mean,
there. You're right.
yeah, I mean, so that's what I'm saying. So if everything's the same, if I have you and three other guys have a Google guaranteed people that are using that same algorithm and everything else, how do you overtake somebody that, like right now, I only have two reviews, you know what I mean, on
Yeah.
my Google thing, you know what I
Yeah, but
mean?
it's not
So
based on that. Yeah.
until I do more jobs, I'm not going to get more, you know what I mean? But
Right.
that's how customers sometimes call you. I mean, I know
Yeah, it's definitely a deciding factor.
Yeah, when I'm looking at stuff, if I got two people up there on the same page and one has, you know, 100 reviews and the other one has two, I'm assuming that the one with two is a brand new business probably.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be wrong, right? I mean, you'd be 100% right in that. And you haven't been wrong in anything that you're stating. There are multiple Google partners, and the Google partners are the ones who have their clients on the first page. It's, you know, before you used to be able to do the marketing on your own. You used to be able to do some SEO and backlinking, meta tagging, and all these directory submissions, and then you could achieve first page placement. And this is like circa 2008, 2009, you know. Nowadays, what they've done is they don't want those SEO companies offering first page placement and Google not getting a portion of the pie. So what happened is you either got strong-armed into it. That's what happened to us. We were doing fine without Google. We were just an SEO company starting out in 2004. We didn't become a Google partner until 2016. But they basically are saying, hey, if you want to be able to tell people that you're going to put them on the first page or offer anything that has to do with marketing on Google, you have to be a partner and in our partner program. And so it was either become a Google partner or shut it down. And at that point, we already had tens of thousands of businesses relying on us for their local SEO efforts. So shutting it down wasn't an option as a disservice to them, right? So we started getting Google certification. I was here through that process. I wasn't even a Google certified representative. I was just doing sales for the SEO service for the first 2 years that I worked here. And then I had to go get Google certification and go through that process. And so the only people who are actually achieving first page placement now, the business owners, are working directly with one of Google's partners, and Google's collecting a piece of that pie rather than it just being an SEO and you being able to achieve it through an SEO service or on your own means, right? So having that partnership is why that you would be listed on the first page of the search results. Now, previously, we were working with somebody in the area that provides the same service or was in the same industry as you, and for whatever reason, we're not working with them now. Whether it be the reviews, they discontinued the service, relocated. There's a lot of reasons why, you know, we'd have a listing become available, but that was what prompted us to reach out to you. When that happens, we get a list of the companies that qualify and we just start calling out. And we promise our clients that once we start working with you, we're not going to work with any of your competitors either. So you're not going to see, you know, Pure Perfection working with us. They're working with another Google partner. And our goal is to have you up there is one thing, but we want you to have you actually receiving more, right? We want you to be competitive. We want you to do well. And that's how Google evaluates us, is how our clients are performing. Our retention rate.
So,
right?
I mean,
our services are month to month. Obviously, if they're, go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so, I mean, why haven't you guys filled the position then if there's, you know what I mean? I don't know. I think I've been pretty cool with you and been pretty honest with you, so I'll just be straight up with you. Whenever you tell me that's, I believe most of the things you're saying, and that part is, it gets me a little bit. It's something about it that I don't know if I necessarily believe it because I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know
what,
how many Google partners there is. No. I'm not saying you're going to work with my competition, but I'm saying that a position came available like
within our company,
in my area. Like, no, I believe that you guys, just like when I used to work for the Yellow Pages back in the day, and we used to monitor anytime somebody had gotten a new business license or anytime somebody had signed up for a new service or anytime somebody had gotten a new license or something in the county or the state that we were from. And then we would call them and tell them, oh, you know, we're your local, you know, provider for your Yellow Page listing, and then try to get them to put something in back in the day when that was Yellow Pages.
My reps didn't do that when they called you. You know, when a spot opens up, there is a list of companies that qualify, but they could just as easily go jump on Home Advisor in the area. They could jump on Yellow Pages, Yelp, any of those directories, the new business listings. you know, and just as easily pull somebody in that industry and area. Yeah, I mean, there's no saying that it ain't
different.
But
what I'm saying is I don't know if I believe that you guys had somebody in this area doing pressure washing and then they quit or stopped and then you got, and then now a position came available. I believe that you guys look on a daily basis at those things, home advisor, different stuff, and you seen my business and you didn't have somebody in my field or in my area. And so you said, oh, let's call this guy and that's it. Not that like a special position came available or something like that. I just,
No. It's a position within our company. It's not like we're Google and we're telling you, hey, this spot on the first page opened up and we're going to put you in that spot. You know, within our company, we were working with a guy in your industry and area. When we stopped working with that guy, now we have a listing available within our company as a Google partner. And that ultimately, us being a Google partner, will result in you being on the first page of the search results. That's accurate. And the only reason it hasn't been filled to this point is because after the last conversation I had with you the first one that I had with you, it was like 2 hours long, I had put it on an active hold. When on Thursday, I stayed about an hour after, and we were going over the Google Guarantee and the local listings. So the local listings are different than Google Guarantee, and that's why I want to be very clear when we talk about the first page placements, because I don't want to confuse the two. Google Guarantee doesn't have the same requirements that Google has for the Google Places placement. You could sign up 100 people in the same area into Google Guarantee, and they're only getting charged, though, when they accept leads. So it's not based on having that first page placement. It's based on just being a Google Guarantee client and paying per lead, right? Kind of like HomeAdvisor is not putting you on the first page of Google. They put themselves on the first page of Google, and then you pay for every lead. Difference is the Google Guarantee leads aren't going to be as saturated. So Google Places, I mean, I don't know what your sales experiences are or how they operate or what industry that's in, but we do have requirements as a Google partner. If you go to google.com/partners, they don't want us having two guys in the same area working with the same Google partner company. There's about 8 premier partners in the United States total, and 6 of them are in California.
I understand what you're saying. I agree with that part. So we could get past that part. But I'm trying to make sure I understand this. And maybe you've said before to me, oh, most people don't give a shit or whatever, but I guess I do. So I'm going to ask a question.
Fine. That's why I continue to follow up with you, because I feel like once you understand it, then it's a no-brainer for your company.
Because I am going to care about, but so right now when I typed in pressure washer, Green Cove Springs, Florida. So, and it comes up, there's three major ones for Google Guaranteed on top. And then there's the ones under where it says businesses, that's the one you're
Pure Perfection,
talking about places.
First test. Yep. Yeah, it's Google Places.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's one that says sponsored. When it says sponsored, what does that mean? That they do like a pay-per-click or something?
Yeah, exactly. So they're doing a combination of both. They have a local listing and they're running Google Ads. So that's what put them up there. So we have those campaigns too. Google Ads is pay-per-click. They have a starting budget of $300. And so you have that on top of a local listing cost. And if you're running Facebook ads, you know, at the same time, that could be pretty pricey. I mean, it would be like, I quoted you $299 for the Facebook ads and the Google Places placement. And then you'd need $300 on top of that. So you'd be at $599 pretty much to have what they have there for that sponsored pay-per-click. And then once the clicks run out, the sponsor tab leaves. And now you're not at the very top. You might just be number 3 or number 4. It goes by location of the end user.
Okay. So based off of what you said, pretty much to keep these top spots, all these people, Pure Perfection, First Coast Home Services, Exterior Pro Cleaning, all of them are working with somebody. They're working with
Exterior was, and then you'll notice they don't have a site anymore and a couple other things because trying to replace it. But yeah, yes, they either are currently or were and are currently looking for a replacement H2O pressure washing LLC.
Okay, so, oh, so Exterior Pro is the one that you're saying that you guys used to work with.
I'm not supposed to say, but I would assume you jump to the conclusion of, and you understood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
between the lines.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. well. I mean, that's a good thing. Let's. I guess we could start there. I mean, not that you. I mean, but see, this is what I'm concerned with.
But some things we're not supposed to disclose. That, you know, you're one of those guys where it's okay, now I'm pushing the line. On
I get it, man. I understand. But first off, what I'm trying to figure out is mm-hmm. is how are you going to beat or do what this First Coast Home or Pure Perfection or once this Exterior Pro, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? If they don't,
well, we're not beating them. We're not telling you we're going to put you in the number one spot. We tell you we're going to put you on the first page in the Google Places section. You know.
Is that the Google Places section? I'm not for sure. I understand what's the Google Places.
Yeah, that's what it is right there next to the map. And it's Google Places. That's what she was talking about when she first called you. This is the very first thing she said. We have Google Places placement. So the guy's next to the map there. Yep. And then we went on and talked for hours and got into Google Guarantee and other things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And your concern with this was, like, you didn't want to wait 30 to 45 days to get those results. And I quoted you that because we need things from you in order to have that Google Places placement, right? So there's a list of photos that they request for you. It'd be, like, photos of your workplace, license, insurance, if it's required, you know, by your state for your industry. You know, they ask you for license plate of the vehicle and invoice receipt. You know, so there's this document that we send over to you that you have to fill out. Now, a lot of it has to do with that and your PIN verification letter they send you in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where your business is. So they all have to go through this. It's not any exception to you. Any business that's up there had to go through this process, right? And that PIN sometimes takes 5 to 7 days just to get to you, you know. So it's not like we're lollygagging it, or it's like a maybe you will get there, maybe you won't. No, you'll for sure get there, but we have to get through those processes. You know, we also have to do a client interview with you where we go over, like, all the services you offer, the service area you cover because the campaign's geo-targeted. So we want to make sure we're listing in the right areas for the right things. And then, of course, you know, the website. You don't have a website, and we're building a custom site for you. So we'll have to purchase a domain, develop your website. You know, these are things that are going to be sustainable for long periods of time for your business, right? Once you build a site, you have a site forever. It's not like, you know, so God didn't make everything in one day. So that's what 45 days is, you know? And then obviously once you're up there, it's going to be more profitable and you won't have to go through that setup phase again, right? I understand.
What are you talking about when you're saying red pin?
Yeah, you see on the map, there's like a little dot that kind of indicates where that business owner is. It doesn't say on their listing like their exact address, because a lot of times if you do business from home in your industry, they hide their address because you're going to the customer. The customer's not coming to you. But we still send this postcard to you in the mail called a pin verification letter, and then you'll see that map that pops up. You know, when you put your cursor over their business name, they'll kind of have that little red dot there kind of showing where they are, you know. So
yeah,
if a
already have that on there.
Yeah,
I guess,
so it's a PIN verification.
Here's the couple things so you can understand is.
Yeah.
I know I need a website, so
yeah,
so
gotcha.
That is something
gotcha.
That. Something that you can do.
Custom website.
Also, I believe that you integrated with some other things, right? Facebook and some other stuff.
Yep, Facebook ads. We'll have a Facebook business profile. We do biweekly posting on for you.
Okay, so I already have the Google. What I'm concerned with is right now I haven't done anything. as far as I know. And
yeah,
and when I go to that map thing or whatever, there's mm-hmm. Pure Perfection, First Coast Homes, Exterior Pro, a Freedom Pressure Washing, Patriotic Pressure Washing, and then
Limitless.
And then on the next one.
Yeah, H2O.
And then it says H2O pressure wash. So on the next
two reviews.
So,
mm-hmm.
So I'm already close to, I mean, I'm like three away from being on that front page and I didn't even do anything.
So, well, no, you definitely did something. Somebody created this Google business profile. That doesn't.
Well, yeah, I did that. But I mean, so all these things that you're saying that need to be done, it seems like a lot. I mean, I already have a pin showing my location, but that was because I changed it. If I answered the question to where, like, I didn't want my address to or for them to know exactly where I was at. But then if someone does pressure washing near me, it will never show where I'm at, you know, if I was the closest one to them or something. So I went ahead and put my address. I figured I'm not going to do bad business or screw over anybody, so it's not a big deal if they know where I live. So I went ahead and did that. But I'm just trying to make sure, you know, what exactly it is that you guys do that. And I'm not trying to find out so I could do it myself, because if that was the case, you know what I mean, I would just look it up online. I mean, I'm sure I could probably find most of the stuff or what I need to do to get to that point or whatever, you know what I mean? But what I'm saying is I'm trying to make sure that, you know, I'm paying for something that I need and that it's something that's going to help, you know what I mean? Because, like, as of right now, for like a week and a half or whatever, I've been here on this page and I'm only five or six services down. And I know a lot of people don't like to choose the first two or three people on the list because they figure that they're paying to be up there and this and that and different stuff. So, and I haven't gotten one phone call or nothing from any of this, you know, from being on this page. So I just want to make sure that, like, how do I know that this is how it works? It is how to get more business, or this is how it works, or how it, you know what I mean? That, and that's why I kept asking about the Google guaranteed thing. Hello? Hello, hello?